take that as a good sign that it is a concussion. You always have to take those seriously. But I, on a short week, there's no way after his head bounced off the turf like that, that we're going to see Romeo Doubs on the field. And hopefully not, because this concussion stuff, it's no joke. Speaking of concussions, Tua's back.
He is back. And maybe Tua's the Dolphins back. Are back with him.
Yeah, they're on a 3-game winning streak since he came back from his concussions, because there's a guy who's probably had way more than any player ever wants to admit to having in their career, especially a short one so far, like Tua Tagovailoa. But, you know, and they're coming into Lambeau on Thanksgiving night as 3.5-point underdogs to the Green Bay Packers, which is essentially nothing. I mean, 3.5 points is essentially nothing in the NFL. That's literally for home field advantage is what that is. But, you know, this is a team that looks for real. And anytime you have Tyreek Hill on the field, it's a little scary.
It is a little scary. The Dolphins yesterday polished off the Patriots 34-15 mm-hmm. in big fashion. 24 points in the second quarter for the Dolphins yesterday. And Tagovailoa, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns, a 128.9 passer rating. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was all over it. And Jalen Waddle, 144 yards, 8 catches, 9 targets, the touchdown. And Tariq Hill, you know, 5 for 48. You say, okay, but that's 48. And it's a lot of distraction when you're trying to get other guys rounded up, too. So, this Dolphins team is as close to being back and complete and the team that's explosive and you'd be fearful of as they have been all season. And now the Packers get them on the short week as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's going to be one heck of a game at Lambeau on Thanksgiving night. I mean, I feel like if that's, you know, you want to work off some of your turkey and your pumpkin pie, standing up and cheering for the Green Bay Packers is not the worst thing that you could be doing on Thanksgiving night. But, you know, they've got this incredible new edge rusher, too, who's a rookie, Chop Robinson. I mean, he's had 3.5 sacks in just his last 4 games. So that tells me that the Packers offensive line is going to have to be ready and on their toes, and hopefully Jordan Love is still very mobile, because I feel like this is a game where he's going to have to use his legs just a little bit and hopefully have some really great protection. Now, is there a weak spot, though? I haven't really paid that much attention to the Dolphins, so I'm going to ask you, is there a weak spot of this Dolphins team where you feel like, you know, what with what this LaFleur and Love offense is doing that they could really exploit as far as, you know, being able to move the ball?
Well, yesterday the Niners 16 for 44 on the ground. Yesterday the Dolphins 24 for 65 on the ground. The more impressive part of that isn't the 65, but the 24 attempts they were still able to get despite mm-hmm. 2.7 per carry. So I have to think that as long as Devon Achane is bottled up, and he only had a long run, same as Christian McCaffrey, of 9 yards. Okay. So when Achane has held a long of 9 and 10 tries, but I think the run game they can button up pretty well and then get after. Now, you better bring the blitz package, because I do not want to be sitting there Thanksgiving night, third quarter going, really, you can't get home with 4 and you insist on trying. Yeah. And I don't think that'll happen, but I don't want to see it. And Tagovailoa sacked twice by the Patriots in a massive win. So I think the Packers can get after him there as well. That those would be the things, you know, you button up the run, they're going to get their big plays.
Yeah.
And what you got to do is bounce back and keep your head in the game and not get down on the very next snap, because not only will they have the big plays, but their head coach will dial one up right after.
Oh, yeah.
Love nothing more than to double up on you when you're, you know, what was us. So they,
Mike
they
McDaniel
that,
is
right.
Mike McDaniel. You know, we talk a lot about Shanahan, but McDaniel, he's a whole different ball of wax. I mean, he comes from the Shanahan tree. So he uses a lot of those nuances, but he also goes back to Tua's college days, and sometimes he'll bring some of that stuff in because that's what Tua's most comfortable in. So he does a lot of fun things. And if you remember, it was just, was it just last year or 2 years ago when the Packers played? It was just last year, wasn't it? I can't even remember when the Packers played the Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins with the big return, Keyshawn Nixon, that had to be 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. Okay. It just seems like it was yesterday, to be honest. But, you know, I mean, that was an interesting interesting game in itself. And it was one of those games where we found out later that Tua had actually been probably hurt during that game. I think you stay with a healthy Tua this time, and I think it's a much different game. My gut tells me it's going to be a lot closer than Packers fans are going to be comfortable with. And I think the 3.5-point advantage is maybe probably, I'm going to guess, right on par, because this is a good football team and they're very, very well coached. And they do a lot of things, and they seem to move really fast when I watch. I know that sounds really simple, but this is a team that is really fast. Tua is really, it can be quick with his legs. He gets the ball out really quickly. And then, of course, you know, everybody knows Tyreek Hill speed, right, on the field. So this is a team that just, they have a lot of speed behind them. And that, I think that scares me probably the most, because the Packers defensive line, especially, they seem a little sluggish once in a while.
Well, these three guys, Achan, who I mentioned, Jalen Wright, who is lickety split if you aren't ready, and Raheem Mostert, Packer fans will have bad memories of him. Those three guys, I mean, all can fly. Yeah. And then Jalen Waddle's no slouch in that regard. Tariq Hill, they play fast and they are fast, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look at what they put together offensively. And the difference between the Dolphins and the Niners, even though same coaching tree, it seems like Shanahan uses the run to carve you up and just really, really demoralize to set up pass plays. And it seems like with McDaniel, he uses the pass to set up what? Well, another pass.
Yeah.
And if we have to run, we will. But let's get a bunch of speed backs, because if we get one crease in the run game, which they try to spread you out with the receivers, hand it off to Achan and let him find the opening and go. It'll be an interesting battle of wits, much different now, I think, than what Hafley has seen, because he's had two different sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Last week, he had the new play caller with the same quarterback. Then against the Niners yesterday, he had different quarterback, same play caller.
Yep.
And now with the Dolphins coming up Thursday, it's going to be same play caller, same quarterback, same weapons, and be ready. It won't be because they haven't seen this on film. They know what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as we wrap up and we get ready for that game on Thursday, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you got a final prediction for Thursday night?
You know, I have not had a chance to look at any of that, but would that ever dissuade me? Heck no, Maddie. I'm going to say, I haven't even looked at the forecast, but has any of that ever doomed or me?
No.
Or helped me?
No, yeah, not really. No,
I'm
none of it
Packers,
does.
34-31 in a shootout fitting of a Thanksgiving evening entertaining.
Sure.
Let's work some calories off affair.
Now, we're kind of in the same vein. I'm going to go a little lower. I'm saying 25-22, Packers bring it home. And so we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a battle, and I think it's going to be a fun one. And these are two really young, fun teams, and I think we're going to see it all play out at Lambeau on Thanksgiving night. Now, with that being said, you have a wonderful holiday. You and I will talk again on Friday morning. Hopefully, we are celebrating a Packers victory over the Dolphins, and we'll keep this winning on rolling, because that would be really nice, right? Because
it would be
awesome.
Two W's in 5 days, you take it.
You take what you can get, especially in the National Football League. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, Chris. Best to you and the family, and we will talk to you on Friday morning, okay?
Same to you, Maddie. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
One, two, three. Yeah. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you with NSYNC on Max FM.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Cause I want you back.
It's hard to say I'm sorry. It's hard to make. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental.
speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, you still rock and roll to me.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Toto Rosanna on Max FM.
Meet you all the way, Roseanne. music. Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Game show host Chuck Woolery died on Saturday at his home in Texas. He was 83 years old. There's no word on what his cause of death was, but TMZ says he went to lie down before he passed because he wasn't feeling well. Chuck was the original host of Wheel of Fortune back in the late 70s. He went on to host Scrabble Game Show in the 1980s. And of course, we remember him from Love Connection. That aired from 1983 to 1994. He also did some later shows like Lingo on the Game Show Network and Greed on Fox. Now, if you're an old schooler, you may recall that Chuck actually started off as a musician. He was in a folk group called the Bordermen and a psychedelic pop duo called the Avant-Garde, which also had the hit Naturally Stone. He also did some country stuff, including the songs Painted Lady, The Greatest Love Affair, and he co-wrote The Joy of Being a Woman on Tammy Wynette's 1971 album, We Can Sure Love Each Other. We're definitely thinking about his family. He was a mainstay in our household growing up. I remember watching Love Connection. That was on usually after coming home from school. So that was one of my fond memories. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. After you get done with your Black Friday shopping, be sure to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Many of the small businesses all across the area communities will be participating in a day of great deals and an opportunity to support local. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites, as well as the downtown Baraboo website, to see some of the great deals you can expect to find on Saturday. The Weston School Music Department is going to be hosting the 43rd Annual Arts and Craft Fair. This is going to happen on Saturday, November 30th, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Bake sales and delicious food available throughout the day. Again, this is Saturday, November 30th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And every Saturday through the holiday season, be sure to swing by downtown Baraboo for a great opportunity to visit with Santa, enjoy a carriage ride, and strolling carolers. This will be happening from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. as Santa is going to be meeting with kids at the Al Ringling Theater. Carolers will be strolling and singing through the downtown business district, and horse-drawn carriages will be available taking riders around the square. Again, this is each Saturday leading up to the holiday.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit CellPlus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The Black Friday sale at Boot Barn is happening right now. Visit us today and save on top quality pieces. Get $40 off select cowboy boots for men and women, $50 off select exotic boots, get select children's boots for under $50, save on outerwear, and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. Visit us today during our Black Friday sale, with savings extended through Monday for easy holiday shopping. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Showers this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon with falling temperatures today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the low 30s by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35 on Wednesday. Flurries with a high of 36. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7.
Just let me live.
prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Sing. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here is Cutting Crew.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Too many times. Oh, 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 oh.
these and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. The River Elks Lodge presents our 107th annual Children's Christmas Party. This will be on December 14th at 1 p.m. featuring James the Magician. There will be face painting, hot chocolate stations, ornament making, Christmas cookie decorating, and snowflake designs. There are also going to be special prizes that will be raffled off. This will be held at the Baraboo Civic Center Gym at 124 2nd Street in Baraboo. Again, the Baraboo X presents our 107th annual Christmas Children's Party. This will be on December 14th at the Baraboo Civic Center. Our 50-minute music score continues with John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our Bougie Night Out, where we offer late-night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.